Hi, I'm Michelle from YFS, and thanks for joining us for our podcast series on stuff you need to know about the law. Today with me is Vi and Mel from the YFS legal team. How are you going?
Good, how are you?
Hi, Michelle.
I'm well. Hey, today we're going to have a chat about family law, or an aspect of family law, recovery orders.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. So tell me a little bit, what are recovery orders?
So recovery orders are really serious mm-hmm. orders. So a recovery order is used usually in situations of emergency mm-hmm. when one party has taken a child away from the other party mm-hmm. And decided they're not going to return them. So they usually arise in situations where there's already an agreement or an order.
Okay.
Or where a child has been living ordinarily with one parent. They've gone to spend time with the other parent. Mm-hmm. The other parent's just decided, that's it, I'm not returning them. They live with me now. So the parent that the child would ordinarily live with can apply to the court for a recovery order. Mm-hmm. So an order that that child must be returned immediately to the parent they normally live with.
Okay, so what's the process then in going about a recovery order?
So a recovery order is, it's the same as a normal application in
right.
court. So you have to file your initiating application, and notice of child abuse and risk, and an affidavit explaining why you want the orders that you're asking mm-hmm. for. You do need to ask specifically for the application to be heard in circumstances of urgency, which means that the court will consider hearing the matter, you know, within 2 weeks rather than within 2 or 3 months.
Okay.
And you have to ask specifically for the court to make an order to recover the child. So that's if the parties go to court and the person who's taken the child refuses to return the child, that the court can issue orders that the federal police go to that person's house or search the orders say search vessels and things to collect the children. So that might be something like when you see ABBA alerts out, sometimes they're yep. urgent kind of recovery mm-hmm. orders. Mm-hmm. So the federal police can go and find that child. They can search anywhere to find them if they're hiding, and they can forcibly take the child from the other parent and bring it back to the parent who they should be living with. So that it's quite traumatic for children if parents ever actually get to the stage where they have to be recovered.
Mm-hmm.
So usually when I'm advising people, if they've been issued with, you know, an application for recovery and yes. they are fighting it, we'll give them advice about if you have the opportunity to agree. So if a judge says to you, if I make an order saying the child has to go back to mum, will you give them back? Always say yes. Don't ever put your child through being, you know, taken forcibly from you mm-hmm. by the federal police.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure that transition is as smooth as possible.
Yep.
So if that does happen, it's best just to allow it to happen if that ruling's been made.
Okay. And it sounds like a very emotional process, I imagine. There'd be quite heightened emotions involved if you feel you need in that situation where you need to apply for a recovery order.
That's right.
Yep.
Usually they arise in situations where both parties are quite unhappy with what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So the parent who's, you know, withheld the child or kept the child,
yep.
obviously there's something that's made them do that. So they're mm-hmm. usually in some sort of heightened state because, you know, something's happened at, let's say, mum's house, and the child's told dad about what's happened, and he's gone, I can't send them back into that situation. It's too dangerous, so I have to keep them. So their emotions are already high.
Mm-hmm.
Mum's emotions are high. You both go into court and everything is just, it's beyond heightened.
Yeah, right.
It's just so incredibly heightened, that mm-hmm. situation.
Mm-hmm. Should both parties, either party, be accessing legal advice?
Absolutely.
In this situation.
No question. If you feel like you need to keep your child longer than you have agreed to mm-hmm. have them for, or the orders state that you are supposed to have them for, you need to seek legal advice about what's going to happen to you mm-hmm. and with you if you decide you're going to do that. And you need to be aware that if there are orders in place and you are in breach of them, you're going to be subject to sanctions from the Federal Circuit Court if mum has to, or the other party has to, go back to court and mm-hmm. recover that child.
Mm-hmm.
So you do need legal advice if you keep withholding the child. If your child has been withheld from you, absolutely get legal advice, because you're going to need to know how to start instituting those recovery proceedings.
And I imagine that there's probably information that you'd need to be able to provide to back up the request for a recovery order and why it's an urgent matter.
That's right. So when you're applying to the Federal Circuit Court in situations of urgency, you have to provide a letter of urgency
mm-hmm.
that explains to the registrar why this matter is urgent, why it needs to be heard right now, rather than waiting the regular amount of time for your turn to come up, essentially.
Okay.
So you do need to be able to fully explain why it's urgent that this is heard now. That could be because the child's in danger, because there are orders that the child's supposed to live with you for whatever reason, because you found out that this person's on some sort of drug bender and that's why they've taken the child. They think something weird is happening because they've got some paranoia. Any kind of urgency, you need to record that so that the court is aware of what that is and why you think this situation is so dire.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anything else that you think people should understand about recovery orders or the process or what happens afterwards?
So after a recovery order has been issued, if there are already orders in place and the parties can continue, you know, with their orders after this recovery process, then they will just continue. But quite often a recovery order will issue as the first proceedings in court. One party's taken the kids and that's it. They're not giving them back. This is how they're changing the agreement. The court will continue on. So they will make some interim orders about how the child is to spend time with you that will then be enforceable. And if you are in breach of those, then you're going to end up in some trouble with the Federal Circuit Court.
Yeah. Okay. So there's certainly consequences.
There are.
I guess, yeah.
So if you're ever thinking of withholding your child, you do need to seek urgent legal advice because there are processes in place and it's sometimes better that you are able to make that application to court rather than just acting in a knee-jerk reaction kind of way, so that you can act in the best interest of your children. The decisions you can make can be child-focused and you can get some outside perspective about what's happening and what might happen in court.
Mm-hmm. And that's the important thing to remember as well. It's always about the child.
It has to be about the child. You can't just say, look, mum has had you for 6 weeks. That's it. I'm having you for 6 weeks. It's not about you. It's not about mum. It's always about the child. Mm-hmm. The two of you are nothing in this situation and the court doesn't care how uncomfortable you are. The court only cares about your children and that your children have a relationship with both of you, because that is 100% hands down the most important thing in these situations.
Yep. All right. If people need legal information or advice, where can they go?
So community legal centres can assist. So free legal advice and assistance from places like YFS Legal. You can also try Legal Aid. They do have services who can... They can refer on to other services who can help you.
Yep.
But again, it might take a little bit of time because they are such a big organisation. Yeah. So if you need some assistance, contact a community legal centre. They should be able to help you. If you are a parent who has lost their child, gone with the other parent, you can attend the Federal Circuit Court and they can give you the forms, but some legal advice is usually warranted first.
How do I even find where the Federal Circuit Court is?
The Federal Circuit Court's in Brisbane.
Okay.
So there's only one. It's in Brisbane. There are no outpost courts. They say it's on North Quay. It's on Tank Street. So at the corner of Tank Street and North Quay. So you can just attend the registry there.
Okay.
They may send you away, though, and say get some legal advice first, but they might be able to just issue you with the blank forms. But legal advice always, number one.
Absolutely. Okay. And you can find information on the YFS website, so yfs.org.au, or give YFS a call on 3826 1500.